I'm partway through a letter written by T.W. or T.E.W. to Z. Charnot on Wednesday, November the 23rd, 2005, titled The Manifestation of Material Reality in the Hopi View. What I've been doing is sharing both parts of the discussion, that which is said by Z and that which is said by T.E.W. These exchanges occurred between October 26th and December the 2nd, 2005. And now I have lost my place. This is one of the aspects of what the Hopi mean when they say they are keeping the world in balance. The meaning of this statement is not that they are keeping the North and South Poles in their places. The statement is a simplification of a vast complex of meanings involved with the balances and manifestation of life. This letter was now written by Z. Charnot, November the 24th, 2005, regarding question regarding statements of Jesus regarding eternal life. Dear T.W., another thoughtfully formulated series of questions. I learned Greek. I used the Nestle Aland Greek text. I used to use Westcott and Hort and Alexander Souter's Greek text, but I prefer Nestle Aland. Better critical notation. Bacon did a good job of English polishing of the 30 translators. See the book The Learned Men of the King James Version of the Bible. But he began with a text formulated in the 4th century at the behest of Constantine. You could benefit by having a copy of Young's Analytical Concordance. It shows the Greek derivation of the English text. The term Kingdom of Heaven is Basilia tou Ouranou, an anglicized version of the Greek words. It means the dominion of the heavenly scheme. I embody the concept in the lecture series Farfield Contribution to Consciousness. It comes from not giving all of one's attention to the prominent local star and the reflected light of that star. It amounts to not telling too much of the universe to shut up. There are two basic techniques to reversing the overwhelming impact of a word-made world. 1. Hemispheric synchronization, and 2. Zen meditation. The Monroe Institute and Zygon both have CDs that help with hemispheric synchronization. It leads to out-of-the-body explorations. I study with the people from ryotakushe, a Japanese word. One learns to stop talking in one's head. It is the pursuit of thusness and suchness. We have a part of the brain called the sylvan fissure, just over the right ear, that provides the input for the dominion of the celestial scheme. I have a script, Advanced Deep Relaxation Orientation, that takes 52 minutes for audio monitoring. I can also follow the written text or examine them separately. I then offer the CDs of the meditation tape. They are all mentioned at the Ecophysics ads. You could benefit by reading a series of books by Stuart and Betty White, published in the 1930s. The really intense book that gets to the point is The Unobstructed Universe, We are in the midst of eternity, right now. In order to learn about what happens after death and before rebirth, see the books by Michael Newton. 1. Journey of Souls. 2. Destiny of Souls. In 1966, I began to remember other lifetimes. When I was 7 years old, I had my first out-of-the-body experience. Ingo Swann is the source of the protocols for a remote viewing of the heavenly scheme, but he doesn't target the scheme about which Jesus spoke. In a sense, one needs to be both educated by means of this library of references I have mentioned and trained. That takes the kind of experience I have been offering since July of 67. That should get you going. Thanks for the good questions. Love, your friend, Z. And TW responded on Saturday, November the 26th, 2005, regarding questions regarding statements of Jesus regarding eternal life. Thank you for your reply. I have understood the guided direction of your comments. Kind regards, TW. And then TW wrote again in another few days, Tuesday, November the 29th, 2005. Fractal Universe. Dear Z, I came across an interesting website aligning with your statement that our reality is fractal based. You may have seen it already, but if not, then I pass it on. http://www.fractaluniverse.org. Sincerely, TW. TW wrote again on Thursday, December the 1st, 2005. The subject is thought and question on pattern. He inserted a Mandelbrot fractal variation called the Buddha-brot. I've been thinking a lot about pattern lately after reading your two books. It has resulted in the bridge idea developing below. I wanted to run by you to get any feedback you may care to offer on this line of thinking. Could it be that when Jesus Christ said, "No man cometh to the Father except the Av," through, denoting the channel of an act, me, that what he was talking about was the opening of the heart to embrace and find resonance with the pattern, or perhaps the archetypical pattern, of the unified spiritual consciousness he modeled? If so, then we begin to understand how it also has been said that an approach to God can be found in the manifestations of Creator within creation, since from the self-similar nature of the fractal and the properties of a hologram, patterns are found within patterns, and any pattern portion of the pattern contains the whole. Perhaps then we understand Abraham in regards to the sacrifice of his son Isaac, when through a pure act of love, proceeding from the heart by faith, he harmonized the dissonant pattern of separation and established resonance with this same pattern and was called justified. Could it be then that there are many angles and even methods of approach to establish resonance with the archetypical pattern of spiritual consciousness that Jesus Christ came to demonstrate? If so, then we begin to understand how it can be said that all nations and all tongues will be found gathered at the throat of God, even if many never could have heard of the person Jesus. I've found this photo of a Romanesco vegetable. It's one of the more delightful fractal patterns I've seen. And he includes another photo. Please proceed to part number 10.